Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to do what I always do and tell you how it is, and here's what I want to say to begin with, and that is, if you're a Democrat and you support the Bidens and what you've seen going on with the Bidens over the past week, over the past 2 years, but certainly the developments in the last week, you are a freaking moron. It's as simple as that. You don't care about rule of law. I know we got this stupid, outdated document called the Constitution, you know, that Republicans and conservatives are always talking about. But it's funny how when you need it, you want it, right? When your rights to free speech or your right to protect yourself or your right to, you know, the Fourth Amendment, habeas corpus, whatever, when all your rights are being violated, you go out there and talk about it. It's like when you go out there and talk about all the religion you have when it's time for you to have to find some religion. You know, you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar, like maybe with an intern in the White House, and suddenly you're walking around with your Bible in your hand. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Democrats, leftists, disingenuous to their rotten cores. And it's a shame. Well, everything that we're witnessing right now with these people is a shame. Let's just talk about blowing up the swamp. Look, I was traveling, had to go do some personal stuff as well as work in Europe. Glad to be back. And let me tell you, you know, news, not blackout, but, you know, you don't get as much because over there people are so used to their 15-minute cities, which was one of the things that we were over there doing some research on. But you come, you know, you get this idea of how complacent they are. But here's what I will tell you. They are following our politics. What is that smell? Someone's taking my breath away. It smells moldy in here. What were y'all doing while I was gone? Anyway, House Judiciary Commission Chairman Jim Jordan issued a subpoena to Citibank last week demanding information about whether the bank gave law enforcement information about customer transactions in the days surrounding the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. You know what we're going to find out about January 6th? We're going to find out what I've been talking about, what you've already known for since January 6th of 2021. The Democrats are involved. We're going to find out the FBI has been in collusion with the Democrats. Banks were giving out information and records on innocent people doing transactions in D.C. While you're listening to this very program, there are innocent people sitting in jail over nothing. They've done absolutely nothing. And it's part of the cover-up. And in case you're saying, Kevin, you don't have any proof. Yeah, you know what? We don't have any proof that Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes. We don't have any proof that Donald Trump got his 75 million votes. We don't have any proof that January 6th happened. We don't have any proof that the IRS tormented conservatives. We don't have any proof of anything, do we? Except all the common sense proof that hits you in the face, slaps you right upside your head every single day. And I know it's frustrating for me. This subpoena that Jim Jordan wants, he said, Citibank, he wants you to provide this information voluntarily, but he's also going after Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, PNC, Truist, U.S. Bank, and Wells Fargo. In other words, the banking cabal, the banking swamp that went after us, gave customer transaction information. Why? What the heck do any of this, the FBI or any part of the DOJ need to know? Oh, you went to a 7-Eleven or a Wawa or some store and bought chips and a Coke? Since when? Look, guys, think about this. Everything you do is tracked digitally. They know exactly where you are. Oh, Lord. You don't even want to know what I had to do. So fly into Geneva, drive to Morsch, eventually drove up to other areas, including Gruyere. On the way back, flew from Geneva to Zurich, tried to get out in Zurich, couldn't, ended up flying from Zurich to Madrid, got out of Madrid to go to JFK, and JFK to back to Phoenix. And here's what I'll tell you. Every single place you go, they know exactly where you've been. The FBI can know every single move that I made, every single place that I went. All they got to do is check my bank records. Now, why would they? Did I do anything illegal? No. Did I do anything immoral? No. But they could do it. And you know what else they could do? This is what gets me with all this AI. We're going to be talking about this at our big event. Artificial intelligence and how it can be used for evil, but how we've got to use it for good. And I'm just telling you, they know every move you make. So when we think about this Hunter Biden and the big guy Joe Biden, ask yourself this. Why? If they can grab consumer records that you have at J6, why can't they get Hunter? Why is his transactions tougher to track? And we're going to talk a lot about old Peter. Well, what was Joe Biden? Joe Biden's he's got his fake email name or his, you know, that, like a burner email. That's the way he and Hunter were able to do their dirty work. And Joe Biden says, I'll never take any money from foreign services. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. So here's what we're going to talk about. Today, we're going to focus on all the revelations. And you know what it's going to do? It is going to reinforce for you what you already know. And it's going to make you ask yourself the question, again, why isn't the DOJ looking into this? And you know what's going to happen eventually? The dam is going to break. It is going to crack. And it already has. And I'll be talking about that too. Hunter Biden spent 2 weeks in the White House with his daddy after the plea deal fell through. Yeah. This is according to a report. The embattled 50-year-old son began what ended up being a two-week stay at the executive mansion on June 21st, one day after he reached a doomed plea agreement with David Weiss. The collapsed deal would have spared him jail time on accusations that he failed to pay taxes and lied about his crack cocaine when he purchased a firearm. That is the least of this clown's worries. You know, think about what Hunter Biden did. He lied on a federal form by saying that his sex club memberships were a golf club membership. Now, you show me an executive in the real world who could get away with that. And I'll buy you a house. I'll buy you a chalet in Switzerland. Okay? Show me somebody that could get away with that and not be called. That's a slip of my taxes. No, that is deliberate misrepresentation. You were cheating on your taxes. We shouldn't be paying for Hunter's sex club stuff. Lots more, folks, I promise. Keep it here. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You know, the more we learn about how these guys work, can you imagine the meetings that were going on behind the scenes? And this involves Joe Biden, some cases Hunter, members of the DOJ, lots of attorneys. Think of the money that has been spent in covering up the lies of Joe Biden and his family. Think of the time spent. I mean, think of what this nation should be involved in. You know what it's doing? The majority of these leftists, these Democrats, they are covering up their evil schemes and their crimes. Plots against us. They are working with other countries to hurt us. And there are people protecting them. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. David Weiss, the U.S. attorney who has led the, I love this part, criminal investigation into Hunter Biden. Yeah, he's led it all right. He's led it into the weeds. They say this, he didn't plan to charge Hunter until the IRS whistleblowers came forward about his alleged tax fraud. This is according to a report. Weiss was willing to conclude the investigation without even as much as a plea deal before the agents accused the DOJ of interfering. This is based on private correspondence between Weiss and Biden's legal team. You ready for this, folks? Obtained by the New York Times. I want you to understand this. Hunter Biden is absolutely 1,000% guilty. Multiple charges. Multiple tax evasion charges. Dope. I mean, look, I don't care if Hunter snorted coke off of prostitutes. I don't care. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, private business. But you know what I do care about? Did he charge the coke to us? Did he charge the prostitutes to us? Did he charge the service? Did he use the prostitutes, the social club or whatever it was? Did he charge his car to go pick him up? Did he write off his gasoline? Because, see, this is the stuff where I don't want to paper what his deal is. You want to do dirty? Fine, do your dirty. I'm not going to, I mean, I might talk about it at a cocktail party, but I'm not going to moralize about it. At the end of the day, that's up to between him and God, okay? But I do want to not want to pay for it. And worse than that, I don't want him to get away when he says, oh, no, no, it was a golf membership. When, in fact, it was his prostitution ring. I don't want to do it. And you know what else I don't like about what Hunter did? I don't like that he compromised himself. Because a guy that would do that, and then we cover it up, what again, this is a matter of national security. And I know it sounds, oh, let's elevate it and make it into something. No, it is. It is. Look, people get blackmailed for a lot less. Don't act like you don't know. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't make me go a little rich on you. Lucille. People are like, what's he talking about? Little Richard, shut up. Shut up. That's what he used to say in his interviews. Oh, man. Weiss, in his own right, this is what he wrote. Anyway, they say, after the whistleblower spoke out, Weiss suddenly demanded Mr. Biden plead guilty to committing tax offenses. It appears that if it weren't for the courageous actions of these whistleblowers who had nothing to gain and everything to lose, Hunter Biden would have never been charged at all. A team of lawyers for the one of the IRS agents said. And this is the guy that's going around protecting his own people now. He said, oh, I don't believe them. They're lying to you. So now David Weiss, who's been appointed special counsel to do what? Investigate Hunter again? Now, he's the one that didn't even want to plea the guy. Didn't even want to let the guy plead down to, I mean, think about it. He didn't want to plea at all. Then when he did do a plea with him, he goes, oh, we'll make it a misdemeanor. But folks, we're not done. We're not done talking about what these people have tried to accomplish. There's a lot more. I'm amazed. Look, I don't care if a person wants to call themselves a Democrat. I think you're stupid. I think you're an idiot. But that's up to you. I know people that are stupid in a lot of stuff. I got buddies that have dated girls that I go, that's just stupid. They're not Democrats, but they date the wrong girl. I'm like, man, look, you want me to tell you the truth, or you want me just to overlook it? Because I'm happy to overlook it. I had a friend, I'll tell you a quick story. He's dating a woman. And they hung out for the weekend. He comes back and because he had to go do something like an event, and it was a political event. And we were with him, and his phone is just going off, and he won't answer. I go, why don't you answer? He goes, well, she doesn't think I'm there doing this or that, and doesn't trust this. And I'm going, okay, wait a minute. Y'all have been dating less than 3 months. And she's already blown up your phone. I mean, it was like 20-something messages. And if you think I'm kidding you, I'm not. And when I tell you, the messages were like, oh, will you call me? You know, I really want to talk to you, blah, blah, blah. And then they got to, you're doing something, you know, and it would go, you know, what you would expect when somebody calls you 20-something times. First it's nice, then it's, what are you up to? Then it's, you're up to something and I don't want to talk to you anymore. Then it's, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to break up with you. And then it's, I'm really sorry for everything that I said. And then it was rinse and repeat. It was that multiple times. And I'm looking at him going, you are definitely getting out of this relationship, right? Oh, well, I kind of understand. I go, oh, you kind of understand what? That she's a psycho? If you look, if somebody that you're dating and you can't get a hold of them, if they say, I'm going to be busy for the next 2 days and you don't hear from them, you know, maybe that one time over a 2 day period or something like that, and you're freaking out and you're going to call 20 something times, you got a problem. Any way you look at that. And it was a huge warning sign. And guess what? He married. And if you want to guess and think and know that these, yeah, they're now divorced, well, surprise, they are. And it's funny because every time I talk to him, I go, why don't you listen? Just listen. We're giving you good advice. So look, if you're a Democrat and I'm telling you, you got these fools calling you 25 times. Well, in your case, you are the fool calling somebody 25 times. I should be talking to them. They're idiots. Donald Trump has the goods on. And everything they're trying to do to Donald Trump is going to backfire because we almost made a movie where God was looking out for Trump. It was a comedy. We had to scrap it because I couldn't pull together the funding. But great movie, great comedic actor that was going to be part of the film. It was a good movie. Big, beautiful movie in Mexico was going to pay for it. And if God wants it to us to make it, we may make it for 2024. We may try to revive it. But everything they're trying to do to Trump is going to lead to bad news. And Trump was going to hold a press conference, and he declined because he said, I'm going to wait and do this as public filings because it'll have more meat on the bones. And when we get back, we'll talk more about that.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center has downgraded what had been Tropical Storm Hillary to a post-tropical cyclone after bringing heavy rainfall to parts of California. Kids in Los Angeles, though, got the day off from school. Officials with the second largest school district in the country say that move was made out of an abundance of caution. The head of FEMA says there are numerous possible reasons why so many are still unaccounted for from the Maui wildfire. Deanne Criswell told CNN State of the Union that other agencies are helping, such as the FBI, Department of Defense, and Department of Health and Human Services. Former President Trump confirming that he will not attend the first Republican presidential debate this week. The former president also left open the possibility that he would skip future primary debates. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here's the truth, the real raw truth. And every time I think about the full court press that the social media and the media tried to do in convincing us that what we knew to be true, what we saw with our own eyes, what we felt in our own guts was wrong, and it got sold as that. And it starts with the conspiracy to get Donald Trump with Russian collusion. We all knew it was a lie. Trump made one statement. I hope Putin releases all that. If he's got those emails, why don't you release them? And that's what triggered the Democrats to go into the mode to get him. And when they couldn't get him and he got elected, from the moment the guy was elected, and I'm going to tell you, folks, I say this all the time. Stop complaining when you get into the Oval Office. You know that the enemy is going to go after you, but there has never been an enemy like the one we face right now in this country. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Never been an enemy like this. Not one. And if we don't stop it, there never will be another one because this country is gone. And that is why I know you're listening to this program and why you're working so hard, because you understand that. Donald Trump, from the moment he accidentally got elected, because they could not fix the algorithm to help Hillary Clinton cheat in. Well, guess what? At that point, Trump was persona non grata, and the Uniparty went after him with a vengeance, and they hated us for it. And everything they've done has been a blatant, in-your-face, open-air lie. They don't do it behind the scenes. They do it in front of your face. It would be like, what they call these guys, flashers. He flashes you. He doesn't even flash you. He just takes the raincoat off and walks in front of you, and the cops just let him go. That's exactly what's happening, metaphorically, of course. So Trump canceled this major news conference. It was scheduled, I believe, for today, and at the behest of his lawyers, because he was going to present a report exonerating him from this stupid Georgia indictment. And, oh, you know what I've heard? I heard Arizona wants to indict him. Katie Hobbs. Donald Trump. Every state is going. And I'm telling you what they're going to do. They're going to try to pull an acorn like we did with Acorn. Well, we said, ah, they were bringing in these Guatemalan prostitutes. And then Acorn goes, well, that was just one sad, bad location. And we go, oh, no, there's another one. Well, that's just two bad locations. And we go, no, there's three more. Oh, well, maybe we better look at this. And we all, well, now we were out of bullets, but at least we did it right. That was when James O'Keefe and Hannah Giles broke the story. Breitbart called me. I went on Glenn Beck. I publicly broke the story. And then we did another and another. And that was the beginning of my TV career and the beginning of me. And it was the launching of Project Veritas. James O'Keefe and I, that because of his story, I became known nationally. And that was the beginning. That was the first thing I did on Fox. So, anyway, going back to what's going on here, you've got Donald Trump saying, we've got all this information, but what the Democrats are trying to do is say, oh, well, there's Georgia, oh, there's Arizona, oh, there's Wisconsin, oh, anywhere that Trump said, I think he cheated. Pennsylvania, everywhere, I think you cheated. I think it was very miraculous that you all stopped at the same time. We can show evidence to show how these algorithms did everything simultaneously, how Joe Biden would get 98% of the vote. I read the reports. It's unbelievable what these people did. But Trump was smart because he was going to provide what he called irrefutable evidence. And trust me, it exists. They literally cheated in our faces and said, prove it. And I'll never forget, I use this all the time as a metaphor, but I remember seeing a show where a guy is with his mistress in the bedroom, and the wife walks in, they're like, honey, I'm home. And she walks into the bedroom, and the husband and the mistress don't say a word. They get out of bed, they start putting on their clothes, and she's like, oh, and she's, the wife's freaking out, and they won't look at her. It's like, nah. And the mistress walks right by her, puts on her clothes, leaves. The husband puts on his clothes, goes and sits down, grabs his pipe, turns on the TV, starts reading the newspaper. And the wife is sitting there going, what? Because they won't acknowledge her. And I'm watching this going, this is so stupid. God, you know, and of course I'm going, that's white people, because black people, we don't behave that way. But the point is, it was like, it was a joke. It was like, this would never happen. You know what? It happened. We are literally watching Joe Biden and Hunter Biden get out of bed with Russian tramps and Ukrainian tramps and Romanian tramps, etc., and act as if they've done nothing wrong. We're watching Hillary Clinton get out of bed with her, you know, boy toys, and we're doing nothing. We're like, oh, no. You know, we're watching the DOJ. Just, I mean, that metaphor fits every element of what's happening right now. That metaphor fits. And we're the one with the problem. And I told you there was a guy, David, I'll get his last name, but he's a lefty, and he's with the New York Times, and he wrote a piece that said, what if we're wrong? And I've been asking him this when I analyze anything, even for myself. This is what my criteria is, very simple. I ask myself a series of questions. What if I'm wrong is the first one. What if I'm wrong? What if I have to defend this position? And what information do I have? I was having a discussion with my son at the airport. And we were talking about how far it was up something. And if an object fell from, you know, 100 feet, would it hurt you, kill you, whatever? And I told him, I said, when I was a kid, my stepfather held me above the Tower of the Americas at the Hemisphere in San Antonio, and I had a ballpoint pen in my mouth, you know, the ones that had the blue little thing. It looked like a little guided missile. And I said, and my stepfather put me above it, and I dropped the pen out of my mouth. And he was like, oh, boy, you're going to be doing that, boy. You hurt somebody, you'll kill somebody. And I said, yeah, it would have killed. If it had hit somebody, it would have killed him. And my son goes, well, you don't know if it would have killed him. You. And I went, yeah, I do. If that hits him in the head, it's going to kill them. Yeah. I said, it's moving at over 100 miles an hour, and it's shaped like a bullet. And it's going to crack your skull. And, you know, or if it hits you in the neck, it's going to kill you. It's going to hit your, you know, critical areas. And he's arguing
well, you know, I mean, just if something's moving at 100 miles an hour, you get hit with a right, you know, some pitcher's fastball. I mean, you get hit with a pitcher's fastball, you got gear on. You know, you got a helmet. You got all kinds of stuff. And a fastball, yeah, it hurts like heck. But for the record, if it hits you in the head, it could kill you, okay? But it's a bigger object. It's not shaped like a missile. And we're arguing about this. Not, you know, having a debate. And finally I said, look, here's the thing. One of us understands it. He's like, well, you don't really know that. Have you ever tested it? Well, how would I have tested it? But here's what I do know. I know more physics than you. That I know, you turd. I know physics. And I know if you're walking along and a ballpoint pen falling at over 100 miles an hour hits you in your skull, it's like getting shot. Now, can I guarantee you it's going to kill you? No. But the likelihood of it killing you is pretty freaking good. And here was my point to him. You're just arguing to be a contrarian. You don't even have the background to be having this discussion. You don't know physics. You know, how do I know? Because I've been trying to teach you. One of us has a degree in something close to this, and the other is just a contrarian little kid who wants to act like he's a grown-up now. He wants to have grown-up conversations with no knowledge and wants to challenge me. And by the way, his mom chimed in. He wants to challenge us on our knowledge. Here's my point. If you don't know something, shut the heck up. So, Democrats, here's my advice to you. You don't know anything. Shut the heck up. All you have is a bunch of innuendo and lies. And when somebody tells you, oh, Joe Biden entirely did get 81 million votes, that is a statistical impossibility. It's an impossibility. And it's more impossible when you base it on what he was able to draw. Forget basic numbers. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it on the number of people that cared about him. You're going to try to convince me that 81 million people gave a crap about that clown? Okay, statistical possibility. Would you let your crackhead run a company? Statistical impossibility that Hunter Biden didn't use his dad for influence. What was his product? And I could go on down the line. See, I have the knowledge base. But I also have something that Democrats and leftists do not have. I have common sense. And you add common sense to a knowledge base, and it makes you pretty much Mr. Universe when it comes to arguing with these stupid leftists. So Donald Trump says he's going to release this report. Rather than releasing a report on the rigged and stolen Georgia election, he says, my lawyers would prefer putting this, I believe, irrefutable and overwhelming evidence of election fraud and irregularities in formal legal filings. That opens up a whole other set of options.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Antibiotics Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
I apologize for the audio issues we had earlier, folks. That was absolutely my fault, not the fault of my team. Well, the entire team. It was my fault. I screwed that up. Anyway, we're talking about all the things that are happening in America. By the way, I was listening to some of the stuff overseas, and there are people that actually believe the narrative of the Bidens. And I think it's going to be mind-blowing when the world finds out that the United States was a banana republic under the Bidens. But I want to go back to what Trump did. So Trump's now going to submit all of this information directly to the Georgia authorities. And he says, at the conclusion of what we present, he says, all charges should be dropped against me and others, and there will be a complete exoneration. They never went after those who actually rigged the election. They only went after those who fought to find those who rigged the election. And he got criticized because he's fundraising on the idea that I got to fight all these legal battles. But I got to tell you, as much as I think it's a little tacky at times when people do that, they use that, you know, notoriety, if you will. I ask you, should he have to fight this? I mean, I don't know about you. Have you ever been accused of doing something wrongly and you had to buck up? We did. We wanted to get criminal justice reform for people, American citizens who were being detained or arrested, who had been arrested for the very same things that illegals were being freed on. And I got sued. It was a $25,000 project. And it cost me $37,000 in legal fees. And I'm going to tell you something right now. The money for the project was donated. The money for my legal fees was not. So we're launching a project where we don't make a dime. All we did was cover our expenses for our team during that period. And because the bulk of the money went to reach the constituents. And four people, at the urging of the Philadelphia DA, filed a class action lawsuit against me for $300 million. I was going to give them Zimbabwe money. But yeah. And it cost me $37,000 out of my pocket. Now let me ask you, I don't know if you know much about my finances, but I'll tell you this, I don't have $37,000 to blow on frivolous nonsense, but I did it. I said, fine, you want to sue me, I'll fight it. And I fought, and of course it got dismissed, but did I get my money back? $37,000 is a lot in my little organization. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. So I'm glad Donald Trump is going after these guys and then asking us to support him. Because he shouldn't have to. But I'm going to tell you, this one guy is so uniquely positioned to go after this. Look at everything these people have done, folks, from this bogus election, the cover-up of J6, the collusion and all the things they were doing to keep him out with Russian collusion. And you know who's all the guilty people? All have a D after their name. And the Justice Department is in on it. The media is in on it. It's going to shock you when I play this Jake Tapper clip. You want to go ahead and play it? Here's Jake Tapper talking about the Bidens. I don't want to, you know what, let's say that. Because I want to talk about the Bidens in the next hour. But Jake Tapper was surprising. Now, there's also some twist to it, so don't get all excited. Like, ooh, you know, CNN's going straight. No, they're not. They're still crooked. I want to go back to this Georgia indictment. I alluded to it. I wasn't going to cover it, but you've seen the video where the results, I don't know if you've seen these videos, but there's a video where they show that they had called the race and they had the number of votes and the percentages for a person in a few races around the country. But what was interesting was it was the wrong graphic. And the race was still going on, and but they had finished it. And people were like, it was a flash graphic. People videotaped it and showed it. Here's the other strange thing about voting. When the numbers go down, see, voting can never go down. They count. It's a legitimate vote. They count it. An hour later, you come back through, it's more. It's never going to be less. They've proven that there are less votes in some of these races. And folks, this is live TV. I mean,
you can't screw this up and you don't blame on anything, but they did. They've done it. So it's kabuki theater, folks, happening all over the country. A kangaroo court. Take your pick. But it seems like Georgia already knows the outcome of the case against Donald Trump. And remember when Pelosi said, doesn't Trump deserve his day in court to prove his innocence? Do you remember that statement she made? See, that's not how things work, Nancy. Particularly given how the left works, though. How the left works was on full display in Fulton County, Georgia, where officials there posted a document, then deleted the same document that appeared to be the indictment against former President Donald Trump. I don't know if I'm pretty sure you've heard about it. But the document showed a number of the charges under Trump's name that appeared on the Fulton County Clerk website. This was on Monday of last week, right around noon. Shortly thereafter, it was taken down. Then when the grand jury voted on the indictment later that evening, Trump was charged, you ready for this, with the exact same counts that had appeared on the deck on the clerk's website. Now, how's that possible? Given that the announcement by the grand jury and the indictment hadn't been done yet, it came hours. That announcement was done hours before the grand jury met and gave their verdict. I'm just telling you, that is a fact. And now there's a cover-up. County officials call the deleted document, you ready for this? Fictitious. It didn't even happen. What are you talking about? You didn't see it. But then the story changed. That was on Monday. The story changed on Tuesday. And here's what they said. County officials moved from calling it fictitious, implying that the citizens who caught the incident, they called them liars, implied they were liars, then they called it a trial run. I want to stop there for just a second to make you understand that what people saw with their own eyes, the left said, what are you talking about? That didn't happen. And then when they found out we can't get away with it, they got proof. They said, no, that was just a trial run. Well, interestingly, county officials offered that the trial run was, you ready for this? They wanted to test the system of posting indictments in anticipation of the grand jury's vote. Well, I say to you, they already knew the grand jury's vote, and somebody accidentally did it. They let the cat out of the bag. As I like to say, they screwed the pooch and tried to sell the pups. Well, in the spirit of leftist transparency, Fulton County officials hadn't explained why the document post initially matched exactly the charges that the grand jury had actually issued hours later. But as they say in those infomercials, but wait! Because the next day, on Wednesday, the story changed again. Fulton County clerk, Che Alexander explained the unexplainable in an interview with Atlanta ABC affiliate WSB-TV. She says she was under a lot of pressure. I was under a lot of pressure to make sure that the process went smoothly. And trying to be perfect, I made a mistake. I hit send instead of hitting save. I am human, she said. And she said she wanted to get the documents to the public as soon as possible. And that's how the mishap happened. Have you seen one of those hostage videos? I don't know who said, Che, you're going to have to fall on the sword for this because we can't let the cat out of the bag. But she did. Said it had nothing to do with the DA's office. There was nothing sinister about the mistake that she made. And here's what she said. I have no dog in the fight. And she says, in an effort to handle the indictment perfectly, she messed up. I did a work sample in the system, and when I hit save, it went to the press queue. Again, no explanation of why the information matched the grand jury's indictment. One civil servant just stepping forward to take, hey, it's my fault. So why should everybody go down for this, honest mistake? Yeah, if you can have a dry run, how about the lotto? Give me the lotto numbers. But I love Alexander's twisted explanation of the discrepancy of the similarities between her test and the document that was just her mistake. even though it had a case number that Alexander said it didn't have a stamp or the other markings that would have made it official. Stew on that for a little bit.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.